Oh man, I've got a headache. Do you have any aspirin?
How much water have you had today?
None, but I drink cola. Isn't that all right?
Cola doesn't count here. Have some proper drink.
Oh, how does that help?
Well, your brain is 85% water, so when you get dehydrated, it gets very dehydrated. It shrivels up and it starts to ache.
Well, I still need that aspirin because I've got an aching back.
Really, low back pain can be related to dehydration. You know your joints and your discs? They're made of water. So if you're dehydrated, they're going to be sore.
So I guess I'll drink to that then, huh?
Yeah, why don't you? Then you'll feel much better.
However, what about this fatigue? Are you going to tell me that that's due to dehydration as well?
Yes, you hit the nail on the head. You see, when your blood volume shrinks, your heart has to pump a lot faster. And the slightest exertion is going to make you feel exhausted. So you need to have more water.
Okay, well, is there anything you can do about this ringing in my ears?
Yeah. When your blood gets that thick and it's trying to squeeze through tiny capillaries, you need to dilute it with some water.
Some more water.
More water.
Okay, well, what about this cramping in my legs? What can I do for this leg cramps I'm having here?
Well, if the circulation to your muscles isn't very good, they're going to ache and cramp. So I think you need some more water.
Okay. Well, what about this terrible pain I'm suddenly having in my bladder? Does dehydration cause kidney stones?
It can do, but in your case, it probably would be cured by a quick trip to the bathroom.
Oh, I'd better go right away. Are you sure that water doesn't cure this as well?
Yeah, it cures many things, but a quick trip to the bathroom is what you need.
Oh, man, my bladder's about to splatter.
All right, see you in a minute. Look for the many signs of dehydration. And remember, drink 6 to 8 glasses of water a day. Doctor's orders.